Hello, everyone, and welcome to Ask Your Angels. This is Mary Lou Chapman, ordained minister, clairvoyant, and work with the angels. And we're really happy to have you listening to our show today. We're on every other Tuesday from 2 to 3 on BBS Radio. This is my second show, and it's been such an honor and a pleasure to have this show and to have this opportunity. If you go now, my show page is finally up, and I have that up now, and you can learn a little bit about me, clairvoyant, ordained minister. I work with the light, and everything that comes through me, not from me. I do what I call the angel chart reading, which is basically where I work with your angels and guides for answers to your questions. We would welcome your call today. It's very important to us that you call us and, you know, ask us any questions that you have. We have our toll-free number, which is 1-877-876-5227. In Canada, we have 1-888-815-9756. And the direct line to BBS Radio is 530-876-3223. And I have a wonderful guest today. I'm so honored, and it's such a pleasure to introduce Leilani. Hi, Leilani, you there?
Hi, Mary Lou.
Leilani, who is a mentor of mine, has been an inspiration to me for some time, and she also has a show here on BBS Radio, and it's also on Tuesdays. Is that right, Leilani?
Yes, it sure is.
In fact, it's tonight.
Yes. A matter of fact, if you would permit, Mary Lou,
sure.
I'd also like to invite all the listeners of VBSRadio.com to join me as well. My show name is The Universal Spiritual Connection, and I broadcast from 6:30 to 7:30 Pacific Time. And we have just lots and lots of fun, have lots of really great guests that share a lot of powerful knowledge and wisdom with all the listeners. So I am indeed honored to be with you this day, Mary Lou.
Well, you know, Leilani, you're an inspiration to so many people, and you have helped so many people. And, you know, first of all, I want to invite callers. Please call in if you have a question for Leilani or myself. We work with the highest. Leilani works with the Ascended Masters. I work with your angels and guides, and we will be happy to help you if you have any question or any problem that you need some help with. We would be, we're here to help you, right, Leilani?
Yes, and, you know, that's what I've always admired of you, Mary Lou, is that, you know, it's very clear to me as we continued our journey together on many levels with each other, is that your heart, every time your heart beat, it was of divine passion to be in service to humanity worldwide. And, you know, I've had the pleasure and the opportunity to sit back and observe you and the work that you are extending out to people all over the world. And it's just a real honor for me to just play a small part in your life. And it's really nice and refreshing to work with those that really stand up and stand strong in their foundation to extend mm-hmm. that service.
Well, thank you. I think it's mutual. I think what you stand for and what your goals are, especially with your healing, world healing. This is something that Leilani has been working on for some time, and it's to extend the energy of healing around the world. Is this true, Leilani?
Yes, and, you know, as you know, Mary Lou, I started the World Global Healing Circle 3 years ago, and it's been a deep passion of mine is to reach men and women, even the children worldwide, to extend out healing to each of them, not only to them as well, but for Mother Earth. You know,
right.
she is so lovingly giving us a place to be, and she has supported us for so many eons of time. And, you know, we're all going through this wonderful ascension process into the fifth dimension. And so one of my missions with the World Global Healing Circle is indeed to give every man, woman, and child on this planet worldwide a place, a sacred place to be, so they feel safe and giving themselves permission that it's okay to heal, that we're all together in this side by side with each other. And I feel strongly, as you know, you and I have had many conversations, is it's so needed on this planet, no matter where you come from.
Yes. Let me give this toll-free number again. It's 1-877-876-5227. And this is Ask Your Angels with Mary Lou and Leilani. And we'd welcome your calls at this time. If you have a question for Leilani or for myself, and let us help you, because that's what we're here for. I wanted to ask you, Leilani, when you talk about ascension process, can you give me a little bit more about what does that mean, actually, ascension? What is that?
Well, there's so many actual components to the ascension, and we have been doing that for quite some time now. And it's really interesting, is because not only are we let me back up here for a moment. You know, we're actually ascending in a higher vibration, not only with our spiritual growth and understanding, but with our mental bodies, our emotional bodies, and our physical bodies. And it's been very apparent in this particular year of 2007 that our physical bodies have had to release and heal density that it's been holding on to raise its higher vibration.
Okay.
Now, with that said, you know, we're all experiencing it at many different levels, from having dizziness to many other signs of the ascension process. But, you know, it's really interesting because we've all learned about the basic DNA strands.
Right.
And we, through this extension process, have been, you know, reconnecting those DNA strands and the higher chakras, and our physical bodies are actually changing. I know that I can physically feel my head, and it's totally changed its shape.
Wow, your head is, you think that? I mean, you mean like our physical characteristics are changing?
Oh, you bet they are. Yes, ma'am.
So what does that mean? What do you mean our physical characteristics are changing?
Well, I know personally from my own physical head, I've actually had reconstruction done where it's actually physically not only able to be seen, but actually, you know, felt as well. And, you know, we're opening up the brain centers. We all know that we've only used a percentage of the brain.
Right.
And as we ascend into the higher realms and becoming who we truly are, all our brain centers are opening up, and that's where we find that we intuitively and telepathically can communicate. We're seeing individuals bringing forth ancient knowledge and wisdom in the ancient language, where it's coming into the into our present moment. It's new, but yet it's old.
So we are evolving into this new dimension. And what do you think are the reasons for the evolving of the people on Earth now? Is it for new things coming in, or for us to be more aware of other dimensions in our life?
Well, I believe it encompasses all of that, bit of it. But the main objective is that we are returning back to our original state of being, and that is spiritual beings that are here having a human experience. Now, we, for the first time throughout all universes, galaxies, dimensions, where, you know, however you want to take a look at this, is that this is the first time that we have all chosen, along with Mother Earth, to ascend to the higher dimension. And as we approach the fifth dimension, this is where you manifest. This is where all your thoughts become reality for you. And we're already starting to see that because God said, what a man thinketh, he becomes.
Right, right.
Right?
Yes, definitely.
And so what we're doing right now is Spirit is asking us to become extremely aware of our mental process, you know, the way we think, how we interact, our actions, all those types of things is basically changing. So once we get in that fifth dimension, if you're thinking negatively, oh my goodness, can you imagine what that might look like for the individuals that choose not to shift into the higher way of being?
So if you kind of come from a negative perspective about life, it's going to affect you more now?
Oh, yes. And we're seeing this now.
So it's already starting to happen.
You bet it is. And they're giving us the opportunity to integrate and incorporate that understanding within our own four bodies.
Okay.
Okay, because we are truly, and always have been, true masters here on the planet. And
yeah.
We are remembering that we are the power and the authority. We are co-creators as God is.
So in a way, we're kind of co-creating the reality we live in now, such as, you know, the global warming and all of this.
Well, there's a whole lot more of components that goes on with global warming and all those kinds of things. There's a lot of illusions that are crumbling before all of our eyes. And
yeah.
It's really interesting because if we choose to look through our spiritual eyes and to see and hear and speak with our hearts, we will soon realize that everything around us has been an absolute illusion. It has led us to believe that we were truly less than and that we did not carry the power and the authority as masters right here on this planet.
Well, you know, when we wake up in the morning, we look around the room and we see where we are. It's really hard to understand that that's an illusion. You know, most people, we're in our bodies, you know. We have these bodies we have to deal with. And sometimes that's not always fun, you know.
Yeah.
People, a lot of people are going through, like you say, changes with their bodies. Now, you're saying people's shapes are even actually changing, like their face or their heads or their, maybe the way they walk or the way they talk or something. But what do you feel that a lot of people are starting to kind of manifest what's going on with them spiritually through their physical? Like, in other words, their think ailments that they're getting or things that they're dealing with is coming basically from the spiritual, the mental, and the emotional, and it manifests physically?
Well, and there's... Absolutely. Okay, so one of the things that I'd really like to share and bring forth for all the listeners to, you know, just food for thought,
yeah.
For those that are listening this day, is that what we're finding is that really pay attention to the way you choose to speak. Because your words are telling you the particular areas you're either creating what your hopes and desires are, or you're actually breaking it down. So I'll give you an example for everyone today is, I am trying to heal.
You're trying to heal.
Right. The universe, nor does the angels or the masters sit around and say, okay, what they really truly mean is that they are taking the necessary steps to heal.
Right.
So trying
isn't enough.
Well, trying is giving you that, because the universe will always give you what you ask for, always. There's no in-between, and there's no pre-qualification and no discussion of, well, what is it that you really are saying or what you're desiring. So if I am trying to heal, then the universe gives you, I am trying.
So trying... But that's not complete, is it?
No.
Don't we need more than just trying?
Try.
So what do you suggest people say instead?
I am thrilled. I have taken action of my healing. I thank you, God, for the healing that I have received.
So it's like you already thank the person, or God. You thank God for the healing, whether it's happened or not.
That is correct. Because the universe says, and so be it, and it shall be done.
Oh, I see.
See, and I hear people say all the time, well, I don't have the money right now.
Right.
I'm worried about money. I'm this.
That's
I'm that.
A big issue right now is money. Leilani, we have a call. Hello, are you there? Hello, caller.
Well, we'll just read for Don. How's that?
Yay! I heard a beep. Hi, the number again for Ask Your Angels is 1-877-876-5227. That was probably my other line, Leilani.
Oh, that's all right.
I've got like three lines going here.
And I would like to encourage all listeners of bbsradio.com, if you would just like to share your thoughts with us, or you know, you're looking for some confirmation on your own personal guidance with your spiritual path to any of concerns you may have in your direction with your own spiritual growth, even if it's, hey, what's going on with my sisters and brothers? You know, give us a call.
Oh, yeah.
We would love to extend messages to all of you. And I know that Mary Lou and myself are always in service to all of you.
Oh, definitely. You know, we had the first show was 2 weeks ago, and I'm sharing this time with another radio host, and it was really incredible because we... Hello, are you there? Well, here we go.
Hello?
Yes, hi. This is Mary Lou from Ask Your Angels. Welcome
Hello,
to the
Mary.
Show.
Hello, Mary Lou. How are you?
Fine. May I have your name, please?
My name is Brian.
Brian, okay.
Yes.
Can may I have your month and day of birth?
Month, April, and the date, 75.
Is that the year or the day?
Oh, I'm sorry, the 10th,
okay,
April 10th.
Thank you, Brian. Welcome to Ask Your Angels.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Oh, doing great. We're getting going with our show. I want to introduce you to Leilani.
Hi,
okay.
Brian.
Who
hello
has,
there.
Also has a show on Tuesday evening, Universal Spiritual Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Can we help you with something today?
Just how my spiritual growth is looking.
Your spiritual growth?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here we go. Leilani, do you have any messages? I'm getting mine now.
Absolutely. What I'd like to share with you, first of all, Brian, is that you've done a really, really incredible job on your spiritual growth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you came into this particular lifetime with a lot of knowledge already in its place. And you had this wonderful connection with the divine and with the angels. Now, one of the things that you have personally been walking lately is just letting go of some of the internal doubt about yourself, allowing more of a flow when you're interacting with others. Does this resonate with you at this time?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And I really, really want to encourage you today is to really allow yourself to go with the flow and to always not only honor yourself, but honor others around you as well. Because, you know, it's so wonderful when you're able to embrace other people, because they've got so many wonderful things to share with us. And I've seen where sometimes you've cut off the beauty, the miracles, and the opportunities that have been presented to you. So I'd like to suggest for you as well is to really enjoy life. Celebrate.
I can't
life.
Believe you're saying that, Leilani. That's just what I was going to tell him. I can't believe it, Leilani. That's just what I was getting ready to tell him.
How am I doing so far, Brian?
Yay!
You're doing good.
Am I? Oh, this is wonderful.
Hey, anyway, you can be a guest anytime.
I'm actually teasing you, Brian. But let me say this as well with you, is you've got some really great, great things. Now, you've been really plugging at it, okay, this year. You've had some things come your way that's kind of, I always call it, you know, bringing this down to our knees. But let me say this. A good bottle of wine has to sit there and allow it for it to process to become that great bottle of wine, right?
Yes.
Okay. Or a flower, okay, a beautiful rose has to start from being, you know, buried into Mother Earth, and then it starts to rise up. And before you know it, you have a bud, and this beautiful bud begins to open up. And this is where you are becoming this beautiful, beautiful being. And let me say, in 2008, I hope you're going to have your seatbelt on, because you've got a lot of really great things that are coming your way.
Yeah. Thanks, Leilani. Listen, Brian,
yes.
Let me give you the messages from the angels that I have for you today.
Yes.
One is totally in agreement with Leilani about putting the fun back into your life. You know, it's time to put the magic back, the fun back, enjoy yourself. It's a good thing to have people around you that you can trust. I think trust has been a major issue for you.
Yes.
I see that maybe you've had to deal with what I call some personal stress,
yes.
Which may be personal stress is always about the people that are closest to us and if
right.
they're fulfilling what I call our wants, needs, and desires. And
yes.
it's also about trust. But I totally agree with Leilani that this next year, even starting this fall on through to next year, it's going to get better. And you're going to start understanding that, you know, none of us like to admit that sometimes we let people into our lives that maybe are not the most positive, or maybe they're not the best for us. It's not that they're bad people, you know. We can't go around judging or labeling. But
right.
for who we are and what we need, maybe they have a whole other agenda. And sometimes we have to just face that, and it's usually personal, which means they're family, friends. It's usually not a stranger or just a casual acquaintance. Sometimes it can be a coworker, but it's usually someone that we know in our circle. And also, I see this woman, your age or older, and this is on a personal level. So are there any issues going on with maybe a mother, or are you in a relationship with an older woman or something?
It's an older woman now. Just my wife. She's about.
Is she older than you?
Just by a couple months.
No, that's okay. It's your age. Whatever you are today, it can even be a day older than you. Yeah. So what is this about her? How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good. I guess it's kind of outside influences.
Right, because I see there's times, now I don't know if she's a career person or if she's taken on more obligations and responsibilities, but there's something going on
work.
With traveling. She's not home a lot. She's gone.
She's having a hard time at work, a lot of stress. and maybe she brings that home sometimes.
I think she does. Elani, do you have any words for that for Brian?
She carries that inside, and so I'm trying to have a lot of patience with her and try to help bring that childlike energy out for her to play, you know?
Right.
And let her to release that. But I guess it's just my prayers and my intent and where I put that, that'll help her.
Yes, and you know, one of the strongest areas that we can support our loved ones is just being there when they need us. Sometimes
yes.
It's just a matter of us just being close by, and especially with women, because women are more and more claiming their true power and authority of themselves.
That's what I was trying to push for her, to speak her own truth and really get out there, not be afraid. But she has to do that on her own time.
Absolutely.
I mean, she has to do that when she's ready. So that's why I really don't push it.
Yes. Now, I will say this as well, is that, you know, she's also going through, as we all are, you know, her own releasing and processing as she raises up to go into the step into the fifth dimension. And so these are some karmic ties from her past life, come within this lifetime. And so she is really learning to balance those things out. And so really what I'm picking up from her, she just needs to know that you are there, that you're plugged in with her, and she's not looking necessarily for you to solve the situation for her, but just to listen with your heart.
Yes.
I think that's great. One final word for you, Brian. I think it's real important for you to, as you're moving forward in your life, especially within this next year, you know, while you're out to play more, have more downtime, relax, have fun, go with that flow.
Yes.
I think you also have to be aware that there sometimes, remember the trust issue I brought up?
Yes.
That you have to be aware of people out there that, I know this is how I work, use it in my work. They smile at you, and they act like they're your friend, and they smile at you, but maybe they have, behind your back, they're another person.
I know.
Like they have a facade. It's not their true self coming forward.
I can
and
see
then behind,
that.
I call them two-headed snakes, which I know isn't very complimentary, but that's how I call the people that have an agenda with people, and they act one way to your face and another way behind your back. So
yeah,
I'm so glad. I hope we helped you, Brian.
You sure have, both of you, and I just want to say both of you have a wonderful day.
Real quick.
Take care.
Oh,
call
Brian.
Again, please.
Okay, bye-bye.
Before
bye-bye.
You hang up, Brian, real quick, in 2008, well, this is what I'm going to give you, okay? So they're telling me as well that you already have inclinations of this, but you're a great healer. You're very clairvoyant. You can hear spirit extremely well. They really want to cheer you on and encourage you to get more involved with the healing. You're great at counseling, and you will be writing books. And stick with your music because you really, really, really love music. So I'll leave you with that. Many blessings to you, and we hope we have served you well.
Okay. That was good, Leilani. Did Brian leave?
I'm sure he probably
okay.
coded anyway.
That was great. Thank you. Yeah, it's like sometimes we're in relationships with people who's going through even more than what we are. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so sometimes that can pull us down and bring us to another, you know, we're trying to move forward with our life. And do we have another caller?
Yes, we do.
Okay, hi. Let's take our another caller. Hello there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fine. May I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Monica.
Hi, Monica. May I have your month and day of birth?
Yes, June 27th.
Hi, how can Leilani and I help you today?
I am looking for some career direction and advice, and that's my focus. So where should I be looking would be my question.
Okay. Are you starting brand new with a new career, or are you want an extension of what you're already doing?
At this point, either one would be good.
Yeah, Leilani, do you have any messages for Monica?
Well, what I picked up right away with you is that you're extremely creative, and it's really time for you to have that full expression of your own creativity.
Okay.
I also know that spirit, you know, the angels and the masters are really working a lot around you. And one of the main components that I'm seeing is that they've really been trying to communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean this very respectfully when I say this to you, is that let go and allow them to help you through your guidance. And they're telling me you're just a little stubborn at times. Is this true?
Probably, yeah. I can barely hear you.
Hey, believe me, I know the feeling because I can get real stubborn myself. But I mean this absolute with the utmost respect for you. And so what I'm hearing is that you really like to decorate and design. Is this not true?
It's something I haven't done much of lately, but we just bought a home, and I'm decorating and designing all over the place.
Oh, excellent. And this is something that really touches your heart. It really allows you to have full expression when you're doing this. It's not, what I see with you is that you really, you know, get... I don't mean this disrespectfully. I'm just going to say it. Okay.
You can say whatever you want.
You get really
I can tell you.
Say it out there, Leilani. That's what I'm doing.
Okay. You really get sucked up to it. Now, what I will say to you, if depending on the choices that you choose to make, you would be extremely, extremely good and very gifted in your own design work. Now, you can do that at many different levels depending on where you want to take it. A lot of women are claiming, let's do it all. You know, but if you choose to do that, please make sure you take it in phases.
Okay.
All right. Now, what's the only thing that's holding you back at the moment from creating, because you are indeed meant to have your own business in this lifetime,
mm-hmm.
you will play an important part in the very near future for rebuilding the new order of things here on the planet. And you will take your designs to a much higher vibrational level. So you will bring those components in onto the planet that will be in harmony not with only humanity, but their immediate environment, but also in harmony with Mother Earth. So it will always pull in and keep it well grounded and anchored into the higher vibrations of the new order. Now, how am I doing so far?
Hey, you're doing great. Do you see her as a, see, for some reason, Monica, you're a quiet leader, and I think you have a lot of potential to lead others.
Yeah.
Is that what you've been doing with your life, is leading others?
In some areas, yeah.
Because you have a lot of internal, what I call strength.
Yes.
And even stamina, you know, where some people can't take, you know, like sometimes we'll have callers that are under a lot of stress, and they have a lot of problems with stress. But for some reason, you have the ability to kind of rise above it while it's going on. Now, when it's over, that doesn't mean you don't go home and kind of crumple on the couch, you know. But while the stress or whatever the deal, whatever's going on, you're able to function at a higher level.
Okay.
Have you ever thought of that about yourself?
Yeah.
So you have to understand that I totally agree with Leilani. Have you ever thought about doing any sort of spiritual work or anything like that?
She'd be a great healer and counselor.
Yeah, because, see, right now, all due respect, I'm like Leilani, I don't know if you're on the right path.
Okay. I'm not working at all.
Do you agree,
right,
Leilani?
Well,
I'm talking about emotions, her relationships.
Right, and I know all about that. That's what I do all day long. But I need a job in the meantime. Actually, more so, I need a meaningful career. So that's where I'm looking for information on.
Right. I think it's like, what's your top priorities? You know, make a list of what are your top three priorities on this earth. That means where you live, how you live, and when it comes to your career, what are you willing to give up to do? In other words, it's like, I think once you find the direction. And I also think that it's something not what you're doing now. So, go ahead, Leilani.
Yeah, and then this is where I was going to go into earlier, is that once you make a decision, because I know that, you know, you need a job, okay, but let's not go look for a job for because it's a need. And I believe you understand this.
Because it's what? I'm sorry. I can barely hear you.
Uh-oh.
I can hear you okay. Can you hear us now all right?
Yeah, it just could be louder. I can barely hear you.
Okay.
What's important is that spirit, you know, the masters are telling me you haven't quite made the decision of what direction you want to go. So
no.
my advice would be to sit down and decide, because basically you've got a blank book in front of you. So it's you're giving this opportunity to create whatever job you choose to have.
Mm-hmm.
And until you're able to fully get clear with that, is there a job waiting for you? There's a lot more than just one job waiting for you, because
right.
you're extremely talented.
Right.
It's you deciding what you would, what direction you'd like to go.
Monica, get some paper and pencil. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
And make a list of what on the third dimensional physical plane that is the people you know, where you go, it's like how you live, where you work. Give the three most ideal things you'd ever wanted to do in your life. I tell clients, go back in your life when you were 20, you know, when you were just out of high school, 20, whatever, and what were the things that you really wanted to do? Because lots of times through the years, we lose sight of that.
Right.
And we don't really follow our passion.
Right.
And I don't know if you're following your passion. That's what I pick up. I think that it's time for you to really, like Leilani said, is to really get into what you really have wanted to do for a lifetime, you know, and then start taking. I have a friend that has been in the corporate world for years and years, but this person has always wanted to do more spiritual work. So they've made this decision. They're still in the corporate world, but they're making a slow transition out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they have to go back to school and this sort of thing. But they're trying to find a career where they can really do what they want to do. So are you in relationship now?
Yes.
Yes, he is.
And how's that going?
Good.
Okay.
Married 24 years.
Now, Marilyn, you are extremely talented. You know this about yourself, okay? You know you can get any job that you your heart desires.
Well, no one's returning my calls. So
it will happen.
Yeah,
it will
that's
happen.
What everyone
it's
says,
it's not
the
right
phone
direction.
Ain't ringing here.
It's because it's not the right direction. Actually, they're doing you a favor by not calling you back, because it's not the right direction.
Okay.
Okay, well, I hope we've helped you, Monica.
All righty, thank you.
Many blessings
to
you.
Thank you.
Keep us posted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Leilani, that was good.
Well,
I think Monica's a very strong person and has a lot of choices, you know?
Well, and you're right. I mean, she's an extremely talented woman.
Yes.
And, you know, she's always been very focused and directed in her life. And so, and it's wonderful because she's got a brand new book, you know, blank page book.
Totally.
In front of her. So they're giving her this opportunity. Now, one of the things that I would have liked to have shared with her, but you know how it is. We can only bring some, you know, say
why don't
so
you
much.
Give people your email address, Leilani?
Oh, thank you. Well, if any of you are interested in receiving a channeled reading, you can send me a email at IM, and that is I, A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, Divine, and that is spelled D-I-V as in Victory, I-N-E, Light, at AOL.com, or you can call me at area code 480-255-6198. Thank you, Mary Lou.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Goodness sakes. And what was this other thing for Monica?
Well, it's really interesting because she can always, you know, target a job that will sustain her while she's able to create the other heart desires, because that is one of the things that the masters are asking her to do, is to really start working in the area that makes her heart sing.
Right.
And to be, you know, to...
Right.
To work a job that is more in alignment with her.
I totally agree.
And it doesn't matter if we go out and get a job to sustain us until we're able to make, you know, to start taking those necessary steps.
Yeah, I think that when we finally understand who we are what we're doing. It's like an incredible, wonderful experience.
And you know something too, Mary Lee, because you and I both know, sometimes, you know, even though we hear these words from spirits, from the Masters of Light, until we're able to really understand it within ourselves, and until we're fully, fully ready to move forward, whatever that might look like for us individually, you know, we kind of find ourselves in that space of not, you know, not sure which direction we're going to go. And
right.
So, and a lot of times what gets in the way of things is our minds.
Well, a lot of times I also believe we're influenced by so many other people and directions and,
yes, or
you know,
need.
The energies out there are pretty crazy right now.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, I wanted to talk a little bit, Leilani, before we run out of time about your focus on the Christ consciousness.
Yes.
And you, on your show and also on your World Healing, can you give us the name of the world? That's the first Tuesday of every month, right?
Yes, I have the World Global Healing Circle, which is the largest at the worldwide. And, you know, it's a real honor for me that BBS Radio is the home of the World Global Healing Circle. And I've been in the process of actually expanding the show to many other avenues where BBS Radio will be the home base. And it's so important to really get the message. Oh, we've got a caller, Mary.
Yeah, you hear it too. Okay, well, I want to hear about this, Leilani, because I know it's incredibly important now. But may we bring in please. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, may I have your name, please?
My name is Fran.
F-R-A-N?
Yes.
May I have the month and day of your birth?
Well, the question is not about me, per se. It's about a group.
It's about a group?
Uh-huh. And the first meeting of all the group members' decisions and all that sort was held yesterday.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you go ahead, Mary Lou, and proceed to speak what you're receiving first.
Okay, I want to ask you, so what is your question to me?
Is the group acting in alignment with its goals?
I see major change for this group. I see major, are you, do you have pencil and paper?
Yes.
This group is just starting out. It's like a fledgling, it's like a birth group.
Yes.
And I think it's real important that you all kind of stay together. Don't give up on this group because there's major change coming to the group. You may redesign what your goals are, why you're on Earth, what you want to accomplish. But this is lifestyle change to even some of the people in the group. And it's very, it's about reconciliation, renewal, and rebirth. And it's very important that you follow whatever, you know, I don't think you need to have one leader. I think you need to work together like a group consciousness. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I also think that change will be coming to many of the people in this, several of the people in this group on a personal level. In other words, you're going to start trusting each other. It's very positive. And you have to know that the people who have entered into this group are good. And you can trust them. And you can they can trust you. So I think, first of all, you have to have some kind of mission statement, what your group wants to accomplish, your goals. And finally, it's like, you know, right now I'm working this 22nd icon of the angels. It's all about judgment. And right now there's a lot of judgment on Earth. But I think that this group as a whole can really make a difference. So is this for spiritual needs or environmental needs or something?
Spiritual needs, yes.
Yeah, I think it's very good. So when everyone comes into this group, they have what Leilani said today, like kind of like a clean slate, and everyone is working for the good of each other. I see a very positive outcome from this group, but only if you allow change. If people remain rigid, fixed, unable to move forward, there might be some problems.
Okay.
And I think you need the word light in the title of the group. I see the word light, like light. Starlight or light workers. I don't know. You just need the word light in the title of the group.
Okay.
You may even get a website later on and help other people.
All right.
And it's maybe after a while advertise.
Advertise?
Very good.
That sounds good.
Now, can I even ask what state you live in?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask what... Are you in the United States?
Yes.
Okay.
The members of the group are in different areas of the United States.
Okay.
And I think one...
See, that's good, too, because it's all about outreach.
Okay.
And I see this group really growing if you allow the change. If you allow it to grow and have kind of have its own energy, its own focus, and like there isn't just one person running it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to have problems in this group, just let one person try to have power and control over it. Then it will not work.
Okay.
But it is an exceptional idea, and I see some major things happening in this group.
And if I may add as well, it's also going to be extremely important as well, is that everyone that is working within this group really understand and embraces that they are truly a master, and they are truly co-creators. And what you're going to find as we embark on and shift into the fifth dimensional world, any business, any foundation, any group, at any level that is in alignment with the higher ways of being and that treats everyone as equals, everyone
right.
as that work collectively together will be really, really be blessed by Father God.
I think that's why we can't have a lot of judgment here,
yeah.
Fran.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
people start judging each other, I think it won't work as well. Do you agree, Leilani?
Yes, absolutely.
That makes perfect sense.
So, and it's real important to really understand this because we're seeing companies worldwide already that have really changed their company structure to support and care and love their employees, per se. You know, they offer... daycare for the employees. They give them time out to go and exercise and actually supply the facility to do that. To have wellness days versus let me call you and ask for time off because I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the old paradigm is being broken down. And it's collapsing because it no longer truly serves the people.
Right. It is changing.
Yes.
It's a good change.
Yes.
I see, you know, with all of these recalls from China, where we're finding out that a lot of the products that China makes are not suitable for Americans and for our women, our children, the elderly. It's very dangerous for a lot of the things that we buy from China. I see a major shift where more products, more factories are going to reopen in America. So it's going to come back. It's going to come full circle back to us.
That's
only
right.
Because we find out that other countries are not as conscious. They're not so much in the higher level as we are.
Yes.
I hope we've helped you, Fran.
Yes, you have. Thank you so much.
If I may add, Mary Lou, before our caller leaves, you know, it's another important element to any new foundation that is, you know, crossing the threshold into the fifth dimensional dimension and in a true alignment with God and treating people with honor and respect and with love. Is to show real service and compassion to everyone that is not only interacting within the foundation, but the extension outside of the foundation as well. So I'll leave you with that.
I do have one small question.
Okay.
Regarding the word light being in the title of the group.
See, I don't know what that means.
That's what you just told me.
That's, I know. That's the message I receive. I'm the messenger.
Right.
It's important that the word light be in the title of this group. And as time goes on and as you evolve, you will understand.
Okay.
For right now, I'm only the messenger with that message for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
Many blessings to you.
Bless you. Thank you.
Well, Leilani, thank you so much for being my guest today.
I know.
I mean, I want you to get back to this thing about the Christ consciousness. I mean, we've got 5 minutes.
Well, it's a state of being, as we all know. But, you know, for myself, I always looked at it as each individual's personal connection to the divine Father, Mother, God, of all that is, as one, without any level or form of separation. And it's always expressed in action of the highest good for all worldwide.
So is the Christ consciousness here on Earth now?
Oh, yes. And it literally anchored itself in the year of 2000. You know, we've heard many different terms as, you know, the second coming and
right.
other various forms. But the Christ consciousness actually came onto this planet and anchored itself on April the 23rd of 2000. So it has indeed been here. And it's important for all of us to realize, take a deep look, really look around us, not what is going on in our world, because we all understand that that is the old structure, the old paradigm that is collapsing to allow for the new order to come in, which will be based on unconditional love,
yes.
without any form of condition to any person, place, or condition or situation here on the planet. It's to serve the highest to all beings on this planet.
This is fantastic. It's a wonderful, wonderful way of living that we really want to encourage. Leilani, while we have a couple of minutes, can you please give us your phone number and email address again, please?
Absolutely. Thank you. My email address is imdivinelight@aol.com. My phone number is area code 480-255-6198. And I'd also like to invite the listeners as well to join us on every Tuesday from 6:30 to 7:30 Pacific Time. Keeping in mind, in November, we're changing the time zones.
Yeah.
And so at that point, we'll be on Mountain Standard Time. But the show's name is called The Universal Spiritual Connection. And the first Tuesday of every month, we have the World Global Healing Circle.
Wow, this is fantastic. You are such an angel yourself, Leilani, in how you serve humanity. And I want to thank you for being my guest today.
It has been an honor, Mary Lou. I'm honored that you had me come on to the show, and it's always been a delight for me to work with you.
I look forward to us working together in the future also.
Thank you, and I do as well.
I want to thank all the listeners today for listening to Ask Your Angels. My next show will be October 30th. Well, my guest will be Alan Wilkes, who has written, he's from England, and has written an incredible book on angels. And I hope you will tune in, you know, to find out about that. A little bit about me, my website is trustyourangels.com. Phone number is 480-510-1593 or 480-802-1855. And I think we have a couple of minutes. What do you know? I'm trying to get this down to end on time, and I don't know. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. But I just want to think that the message for today is all about love. It's about receiving and giving love.
Yes, and that is the key, you know, and if I may share this with the listeners today, it's time for all of us to really embrace the masters of who we are, it's always, always important for us to really go within, to seek the kingdom of God. And that is truly where the power and the authority lies. Really grow and strengthen your partnerships, not only with yourself, but with the Masters of Light, the Archangels, and the Hierarchies, and, of course, with God.
Just if you have any questions about angels or about your path, please contact one of us because we'll be more than happy to help you. And as I said, this is BBS Radio, and it's a real pleasure to be on this network. I find it every week I'm learning more and more. And I hope that if we've helped you, I hope you will tune in again. Okay, Leilani, is that it yet? I don't know. Maybe we still have one more minute. What can we wish the people for this last minute?
Let me see what they would like to say. Always remember to love thyself. Love God with all your heart. And remember that you are the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities.
Oh, that's incredible. Sometimes we forget to love ourselves. We love everyone else but.
Yes.
And then one day we wake up and we say, okay, I have to get to know myself again.
Yes.
And learn to love myself, because that's very, very important at this time.
Well, it's been a real pleasure for me, and I'm going to have you come on to my show as well, Mary Lou. So thank you.
It would be an honor.
And I want to thank the Hierarchy, God, and the Masters of Light, and all the Archangels that have come forth to assist us in being in divine service to all the listeners today. And our hope is that we both have served you all well in your own personal journeys.
Remember, the most important thing is to ask your angels and to trust your angels, because they're all around you. They're there to help you in your daily life, and your guides and ancestors also. They're just waiting for you to ask them for help and guidance.
Well, I think it's time that we have to say goodbye. So
take care.
Blessings to all of the listeners and to BBS Radio, and bless you, Mary Lou. You have a great afternoon.
You take care, and many blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.